Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 194, The Gifts We Give. So, can you believe it's the end of November? I don't know about you, but November flew by, and I think part of the reason for me is that I was so sick. I still have a little bit of it hanging on, and it's been a month. So, I am glad to get through November, but all of a sudden, we're about to enter this huge gift-giving season and all that happens with preparing for Christmas. So I wanted to do this episode because I think whether you're a parent or a grandparent or maybe you're a sister or an aunt, there's tremendous pressure and expense of money and time to make sure everyone has the perfect gift, whatever the perfect gift means. And as I'm recording this episode, I'm also remembering that it's been 11 years since my dad passed away. So you're probably thinking, what the heck does the anniversary of my dad passing away have to do with Christmas shopping and gift giving? Well, I would like to offer some things to think about as you go into this gift giving season and as you go into searching for the perfect gifts. At my dad's funeral, all the grandchildren could say anything they wanted. And because there were so many grandchildren, we typed up what they wanted to say, and my brothers and I read our children's comments. None of the children talked about any physical gifts my dad gave them. They spoke about who he was, what he gave them emotionally, spiritually, intellectually. They talked about the yearly kite flying contest, the babka baking, and the yearly Cardinals game where all the boys wore red except my dad, who only had a dark pink polo. Because he was colorblind, he chose to wear it the first year they went thinking it was red, and then he wore it every year as a tradition. They talked about how he had them pick up sticks in the winter in their massive garden, and how he would compliment them on their efforts and hard work. And then how he would treat them with a $5 bill and a trip to Arby's for lunch. Michael and I rarely took the kids out for fast food, so Arby's was a big deal. And actually, I don't remember many gifts I received growing up. I know I received gifts. Do you remember when you were a kid and you would get down and you would count the number of packages that were in your pile? So I know I had a lot of gifts, and I know that my mom was the one who probably purchased them, but I only really remember a few. I remember my Yum Yum doll when I was a little girl, and I remember my Barbie kitchen, and my first two-wheel bike. It was blue with a white basket and flowers on it. I remember getting white go-go boots I received for Christmas when I was, I think, about 10. And actually, I don't even remember wearing the boots much, but what made the biggest impression on me was hearing my parents disagree after I went to bed one night about whether they were appropriate for a 10-year-old or not. My mom thought they were. They had just a small heel on them, but my dad thought they were too old for me. Now, this was in the 70s, and go-go boots seemed like the passageway to party time. And I guess what I remember most about the go-go boots was that my dad just wanted to keep me innocent for as long as he could. And I only remember the bike because after I learned to ride it, I fell off it up the street from our house. I remember that I skinned up my knee. It was all bloody. And there I was sitting on the street crying. Someone must have called my dad, and he came and assured me I was going to be okay. And actually what he said was, "You'll be fine before you get married," which is what he always said when I got hurt. And then he walked the bike home with me walking beside him and him assuring me I probably would never fall off that bike again. He fixed my basket, bought a new bell for it, and all was well. When I think about my dad, I don't think he ever actually bought me any material gifts. But the gifts he gave me are the ones I remember the most. First, he taught me about humility, to not think always about yourself and to not boast about your accomplishments all the time. He taught me perseverance, to not give up when things got hard. Sometimes that was in a loving, encouraging way, and sometimes it was in a strong, you're not living up to your potential kind of way. He always spoke about setting goals and having high expectations for ourselves. He also had ankylosing spondylitis, which is a very painful form of degenerative arthritis. He had it since he was 16, and I never, ever heard him complain about his pain. He persevered heroically. He taught me kindness. He showed me how to care for a spouse. He adored my mom, and although my parents were never extravagant in any way in our lives, we lived very modestly. He always showered her with extravagant gifts for Christmas, usually a fur and a piece of jewelry. He taught me how to connect with people, to find what they're interested in and try to support those interests. He was especially good with this with his 14 grandchildren. He would read up and learn about science things or be ready with sports talk whenever the kids came around. And for the granddaughters, he loved them with such tenderness and showed up at all their games and all their music recitals. He taught me how to love. My parents went through some difficult times in their marriage, like I imagine every marriage goes through in different ways for different reasons. My parents, both of them, gave me the ultimate gift of watching them repair and renew their sacrificial love and to become the closest of friends. Finally, my dad was not raised in an outwardly Catholic home. So in our home, we didn't talk about God much or religion when I was a little girl. But Michael and I wanted a different kind of family life. We started our family praying together as a family, saying the rosary, going to daily mass, and really living the liturgical calendar in our home, celebrating all the feast days. Early in the first years of our marriage, my dad commented that you guys sure do live your faith. That was all he said. But I watched how he began to embrace his faith. I watched my dad deepen his faith, pray the rosary with my mom, and when his final diagnosis of lung cancer came, he told me and smiled and said all was well. Time to go to God, and don't be sad. That gift of faith and peace in the face of death will be with me for the rest of my life. Yes, you can tell. I still get sad, but his peace and faith in God's will for him was profound for me. So, this episode is not necessarily all about my dad. This episode is for everyone to reflect on clearly seeing what's important and what isn't important in the gifts you give to people. And maybe especially for us older moms whose children are grown and gone, and we're like, what do we give them? We have a profound impact and influence on everyone, especially our adult children and grandchildren, just by embracing the gifts that God has given to us. So I want to ask you, do you even know what gifts you have to offer those around you? Whether you're young or old, I think we are all caught up in so much busyness, whether it's work or family life or work and family life.
that we forget. We just get up in the day, we get the laundry done, we get the food prepped, we take the kids where they need to go, we show up at birthday parties, on and on and on. And do we stop and think about who we are when we show up? Whether it's with our children or our grandchildren or our friends or extended family. I also think that we spend so much time in our lives thinking, actually indulging in sadness and disappointment about what we don't have or who we aren't, that we often don't even think about who we really are, about our person and who God made us to be. So who are you? Maybe stop the podcast and write down, who are you? Why did God create you? What gifts can you share with your husband or children that no one else can share with them? No one could buy them for them. We don't want to be that guy in the gospel who hid his talents. We want to be a woman in this world who understands that she and she alone has the most important gifts to share with those she loves. Yes, material gifts, especially at this time of the year, are meaningful and unfortunately expected. But let's get our priorities right. Legos can be replaced. And actually, once you step on a few and pitch them, they usually need to be replaced, right? Dolls can be replaced. Clothes can be replaced. But you were given as a gift to that husband and those children because you have gifts to share with them that only you can share. You and your gifts are irreplaceable. They are the most important gifts that we give. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at Janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.